Our story today is called Christmas Love by Candy Shand. Each December, I vowed to make Christmas a calm and peaceful experience, but once again, despite my plans, chaos prevailed. I'd cut back on non-essential obligations, extensive card writing, endless baking, decorating, and yes, even the all-American pastime, overspending. Yet still, I found myself exhausted, unable to appreciate the precious family moments and, of course, the true meaning of Christmas. My son Nicholas was in kindergarten that year. It was an exciting season for a six-year-old, filled with hopes, dreams, and laughter. For weeks, he'd been memorizing songs for his school's winter pageant. I didn't have the heart to tell him I'd be working the night of the production. Unwilling to miss his shining moment, I spoke with his teacher. She assured me there'd be a dress rehearsal the morning of the presentation. All parents unable to attend that evening were welcome to come then. Fortunately, Nicholas seemed happy with the compromise. So, just as promised, on the morning of the dress rehearsal, I filed in 10 minutes early, found a spot on the cafeteria floor, and sat down. Around the room, I saw several other parents quietly scampering to their seats. As I waited, the students were led into the room. Each class, accompanied by their teacher, sat cross-legged on the floor. Then each group, one by one, rose to perform their song. Because the public school system had long stopped referring to the holiday as Christmas, I didn't expect anything other than fun commercial entertainment, songs of reindeer, Santa Claus, snowflakes, and good cheer. The melodies were fun, cute, and lighthearted, but nowhere to be found was even the hint of an innocent babe, a manger, or Christ's sacred gift of hope and joy. So when my son's class rose to sing Christmas Love, I was slightly taken aback by its bold title. Nicholas was aglow, as were all of his classmates. Adorned in fuzzy mittens, red sweaters, and bright snow caps upon their heads, those in the front row, center stage, held up large letters, one by one, to spell out the title of the song. As the class would sing C is for Christmas, the child would hold up the letter C. Then H is for happy, and on till each child holding up his portion had presented the complete message, Christmas Love. The performance was going smoothly until suddenly we noticed her, a small quiet girl in the front row who was holding the letter M upside down. She was entirely unaware that reversed her letter M appeared as a W. Fidgeting from side to side, she soon moved entirely away from her mark. The audience of first through sixth graders snickered at the little one's mistake, but in her innocence, she had no idea they were laughing at her as she stood tall, proudly holding her W. One can only imagine the difficulty in calming an audience of young, giggling students. Although many teachers tried to shush the children, the laughter continued till the last letter was raised, and we all saw it together. A hush came over the audience, and eyes began to widen. In that instant, we understood the reason we were there, why we celebrated the holiday in the first place, and why, even in the chaos, there was a purpose for our festivities. But when the last letter was held high, the message read loud and clear, Christ was love, and I believe he still is. 1 John 3:16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.